producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we got a lot to talk about. Apparently, Hawaii has raised the smoking age to 21, and the military is actually supporting the new law. Usually, my big argument for raising smoking age to 21 is, you know, let the guys that are putting their lives on the line for us in the military do whatever the hell they want. But the fact that the military is supporting this will tell you why. It doesn't, you know, shock me, but it's interesting. The Zika, all right, virus. This is some scary stuff, okay? Remember we were talking about how Brazil has declared an emergency after 2,400 babies have been born with brain damage. Well, this mosquito-borne virus, the Zika, is actually coming to America, and it's coming to us through sex, through mosquitoes, travel, bringing the mosquitoes over. So we're going to talk about that. Many of you guys are hoping to buy a new home in 2016. Good for you. All right, I'm excited for you. Hope you guys get the home that you like. But they say you might want to not buy a home that was owned previously by a smoker, because the third-hand smoke could increase your chance of cancer. Many of you have looked at what's been going on with Bill Cosby and have asked me what is going on with his eye. And now that we've heard that his lawyer says that the man is blind, what eye condition does Bill Cosby have? So we investigated that and we looked into that. There's a lot of issues that we have trying to purchase health insurance. And one, I guess, salvation are the ministries, the faith-based groups. And apparently there's a growing number of people that are turning to these healthcare ministries to cover medical expenses rather than going to traditional insurance. We've talked about this before on the show, but we'll talk about it now. Now I guess there's about 500,000 members nationwide. It looks pretty good. And then remember when we had to memorize the periodic table in chemistry class? And remember how much that stunk? Well, now it stinks even more. Apparently, the periodic table now has four more elements. So for those of you with kids, you know, we're like, okay, well, I'm not in high school anymore, so I don't have to study the periodic table. Oh, yeah, you do, because your kids bring it up to you. And they go, I got to memorize this, Mom, help me. And you're like, no, I'm too old. I don't have the memory like I used to in high school. Four new elements. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. But never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. By the way, good for Russian, American, and Japanese scientists for coming up with these elements. Apparently, the periodic table, I think when I was in school, the periodic table had maybe, I think the periodic table had six rows. Well, the periodic table had seven rows, okay? But I don't think all of them were filled up. Now, remember, helium, that counts as a row, okay? Hydrogen and helium, you know, the first two, okay, that counts as a row. All right, but I don't remember. I remember there's like a lot of new stuff, just like there's new planets. That my very educated mother just served us 9 pizzas, that doesn't tell us the planets anymore. So we are so obsolete and outdated. That's another thing why I think a lot of us older people really don't like the internet, because our kids don't come to us anymore. I'm not smart, according to them. They just Google. Why do they have to go and ask dad how to do something with their car? they could just go and Google it. You know, we're really becoming like, I don't know, used toilet paper in the family. It's very frustrating. All right, so anyway, the new elements were verified by international bodies on December 30th and have been given temporary names and are the missing jigsaw pieces needed to complete the seventh row of the iconic table. I didn't need the seventh row completed. You wonder if they're making this stuff up. Team of scientists come from Japan, Russia, and the U.S. They uncovered the missing elements and now have been invited to give permanent names to their new discoveries. Untrium, unpentium, unseptium, and unoctium are the temporary names and symbols. So the 113 is now oot, oot. The unupentium 115 is oop. The unuseptium, that's like 7, 117, oos, 117. And the unoctium for 8, obviously, oo, 118. Now, they're going to name them. I would love a Dahlia element. The Dahlia element probably spins around a lot in a real chaotic pattern, you know, and probably tries to make out with all the, you know, male ions. That's probably what my periodic element would be. Okay, so what do they do? I don't even know. I don't know what a lot of these things do, but they found them. According to Dr. Sessa, president of the IUPAC, said the organization is pleased and honored to announce this. We are excited about these new elements, and we thank the dedicated scientists that discovered them for their painstaking work. You know, I cooked dinner the other night, and it had the most disgusting smell to it. I don't want to say it was disgusting, but it was so odd. Because, I don't know, I threw some vanilla in there, and I threw some garlic and some Mrs. Dash. I don't know what the hell I was doing. I added some beer, and I mixed the whole thing up, and it just smelled bad. And I was thinking to myself, I wonder if I discovered a new chemical. And, you know, what the heck did I do? You know how, you know, when you used to, you know, bartender, we, you know, waited tables and stuff, would play around with drinks and alcohol to figure out, you know, if we could make a new drink. And I made something called the Jolly Rancher. And apparently somebody else already says there's a Jolly Rancher out there. It's nothing like mine, but I don't remember what I put in it. But I called it a Jolly Rancher, and it was so sweet and yummy. Oh, it was good. All right, okay, so we have new elements. That's all exciting. High school students everywhere are ripping their hair out. Okay, when we come back, many of you are wondering why Bill Cosby's eyes look different. One looks blue while the other looks brown. We have an eye condition we need to talk about called keratoconus, although I don't think that's what's making him go blind. So don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Deli.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
you'll notice a boost in your energy levels. Workouts work. Sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a .com domain name for only $2.99 for the first year. Right now at GoDaddy.com. 2-year purchase required. Second year is $14.99.
Racing legend Richard Petty.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. To help me keep feeling my best, I use odor-free Blue Emu made with real emu oil. Blue Emu continuous pain relief spray makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue Emu maximum arthritis pain relief cream. Perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue Emu, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use, Blue Emu. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With energy-enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use energy-enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make energy-enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in on this beautiful first week of 2016. Are we going? No, it's not the second week. I don't know if we call it that, because technically 2016 started last week. So I don't know. It doesn't matter. All right. I mean, I am very, very positive. Very, very positive. Okay, I mean, you know, we are going to have a new president, whether you like the president or not. There's, you know, change. Okay, and for most of us, we are optimistic about change. Okay, I think the last 8 years have been pretty exhausting. Even if you like the president, it has been very exhausting. And I think a lot of us are looking forward to something different. I know the future election and who's going to be running may not excite a lot of people. And I think a lot of people are worried about the next election, but we need to be positive, okay? 2016, a lot of good things should be coming. I'm going to be kind of telling you guys what's going on with CES. CES, the Consumer Electronics Show, comes in Las Vegas. And there's a lot of cool stuff that's supposed to be coming our way. In the next hour, we'll talk about some teases that we think are going to be shown. And it's just cool stuff. I wish I could go. I'm always working. I want to see, you know, what the new cars are going to be and, you know, the new, you know, smartphones and gadgets, etc. But I think 2016, I think it's going to be pretty interesting. And I know everybody always says, okay, 2015, 2014 is going to be a big year. 2013 is going to be a big year. Look, every year is becoming a big year because a lot seems to happen. And now we are just jumping by leaps and bounds. Okay, I mean, when you look back on things that were like Supreme Court rulings or laws enacted, I mean, you know, look, marijuana becoming legalized, gay men being able to marry, gay couples being able to marry, you know, there's been landmark things that have happened. And so this year, you know, we're going to hear what the Supreme Court is going to rule on in June, usually right before they go on break. We're hopefully going to be seeing some really cool medical advancements, especially when it comes to cancer. They're really doing some exciting stuff. We're going to see some record-breaking weather. Apparently, El Nino is really drenching us in the West. I think the back East is starting to get, you know, some nippy weather, but luckily, back East is going to have not as severe weather as used to. Hopefully, we're not going to be having a lot of hurricanes this year because of El Nino. It's going to be a very, very interesting year, a very unique year. And then Obamacare. I'm not expecting much change with Obamacare. Again, it's an election year. The election doesn't happen until November. New president doesn't start till January. So, unfortunately, in terms of insurance rates, no. However, I think you're going to see a lot of ingenuity, and we're going to be talking about that with what we're seeing with the health ministries. I think we're also going to see a lot of legality legal cases when it comes to assault. What's been happening with Bill Cosby is opening up a huge legal Pandora's box where many people who felt they were wronged, that were afraid to come out and say something, are going to feel like they can say something. Although we're also going to possibly be seeing people claiming things that maybe they shouldn't have claimed. So it's going to be a very tumultuous year, I think, in the courts. And Bill Cosby, was arraigned, and I think he posted bail last week for attacking. It was a back in 2000. I apologize. I don't have the case. The reason why is I'm concentrating more on his medical condition. The 78-year-old man had his lawyer had made a statement, Monique Presley, that the 78-year-old quote unquote blind man who they've chosen to charge, that's not a defense to a charge. That's just a fact. He has a defamation lawsuit filed also against Beverly Johnson, who claimed Cosby drugged and tried to rape her in the mid-1980s. They're saying that Bill Cosby is going blind. Now, what is the condition? What's going on with his eye? When you take a look at his eyes, he has one that's brown, and it looks fairly healthy, maybe a little bulging, but the right one, it looks cloudy. It almost looks like he's blind in one eye. And so one condition we've been told he has is keratoconus. Now, keratoconus is basically a thinning of the cornea that causes it to bulge. Usually the cornea is dome-shaped. And when you start to have breakdown of the collagen, and the collagen, it kind of gives structure, kind of, it's like fibery. It's kind of like the fiber of your body. It doesn't make you poop. Don't be eating collagen. Although collagenous vegetable types can make you poop, but we're not going to go there. We'll kind of avoid the whole poop issue right now. But when you're young, you could start to have a breakdown of this, and it doesn't keep its nice dome-shaped elasticy, I guess, feel to it. And the cornea is kind of the windshield of the eye, the windshield wiper. You know, you get something on it, you immediately tear, you want to itch it off. The windshield is the outer layer of the eye. And the cornea is what we manipulate in a LASIK surgery, et cetera, for people who are nearsighted or farsighted, et cetera. And the cornea can have different shapes to it. Unfortunately, with keratoconus, it starts to bulge. And it bulges like a cone. And when this happens, you get the fraying of light, starburst-looking things. Sometimes you could get double vision, ghosting images, things like that. And they say his family is concerned that his eyes are looking kind of bug-eyed. When you look at him younger, he doesn't seem to have the bulging look like he does now that he's older. Now, some of you ask, does he have a thyroid condition? Sometimes hyperthyroid can cause exophthalmos, where the eyes appear to be bulging. But I have no idea what his thyroid status is. Now, here's the thing. With keratoconus, you can correct it with contact lenses, with glasses, because what you do is you compensate for the refractive error that the cornea is causing as the light or the image comes through the lens and then hits the retina. So you can wear contact lenses, you can wear glasses. If it really becomes severe, there could be a corneal transplant. Now, keratoconus can be very progressive. Sometimes you could get diagnosed with it when you're young, and then nothing seems to happen for years, then all of a sudden it progresses. Or sometimes it could progress pretty quickly. It could cause vision loss in the most severe sense. But I think something else is going on with Bill Cosby. When you look at the cloudiness of his eye, that could be a really bad cataract. But here's the thing. The cloudiness is not just the lens. The iris, the blue, instead of it being brown, it's blue. So you also wonder if he has glaucoma. And I think I read somewhere he may also have glaucoma. And glaucoma is where you have increased intraocular pressure. The pressure in the eye is high. And that could cause damage to the optic nerve. So when you take a look at cataracts, you take a look at glaucoma, you add this keratoconus to it, you know, then possibly we're looking at a trifecta of things that could make him go blind. Now, I don't know if there's anything else going on, but now, by the way, it will affect both eyes, but eventually. So his other eye that looks pretty good could already start, you know, with the bulging and can already start having issues. I don't know if he's, you know, completely blind in both eyes. I'm not sure. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, he's going through a legal case. So there's going to be a lot of speculation on what's going on. But, I mean, you know, you're looking at his eyes. They look different. What I recommend is you go for regular eye checks. We don't really have basic guidelines that I believe the task force puts out on when our kids and our youth can.
Thank you.
I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're simply safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. simplysafedefense.com.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference in a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at supernaturalsilver.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. I apologize. I'm eating breakfast. Sorry. I thought my break was longer. I apologize. Not that I need a break. It's just I'm hungry. It is so hard to stick to my New Year's resolutions. This is so, so difficult. I was supposed to lay off carbs, and I totally blasted through that after the first day. It lasted about an hour on New Year's Day with no carbs. I also, with my New Year's resolution, promised that I would have more sex with my husband. And I would wear bras that would fit better. And that, unfortunately, didn't happen either. And so I think I'm done with New Year's resolutions, and I'm just looking forward to 2017. I mean, you know, I gave it a try. I don't know how to stick to our New Year's resolutions. I mean, you know, I don't know how you guys put up with, you know, all the cheerleading we do in the news. You know, all right, guys, you're going to lose weight this year, and you're going to quit smoking, and you're going to go to the doctor, and you're going to put your health first. You know, meanwhile, you guys just opened up the mail and looked at your new health plan where you have a $15,000 deductible. You know, you're probably looking at us like we're crazy. And, you know, we feel you. We hear you. I mean, you know, that's why we're trying to give you recommendations without a doctor. Without, you know, forcing yourselves to have to go and see, you know, a medical professional. I mean, I would love you to have a medical professional kind of oversee your, in fact, they say you do better. I mean, if you have a medical professional watching your diet, watching your smoking cessation, you will do better. And one of the reasons why is just accountability. I mean, you have to go to the doctor, you have to put money down, and you have to invest and have him or her oversee what you're doing. You know, that's why Weight Watchers is so effective when it comes to weight, because especially the classes, because you have to go, you know. And I know a lot of you go, no, I'm not going to go. I didn't lose weight. But then somebody says, no, you're coming with me, which is why it is so important to have a buddy. You need a buddy with you. You know, when we talk about smoking cessation, and I'm doing a program for Southern Nevadans. I'm hooking up with Steinberg Diagnostic, American Lung Association, and the Southern Nevada Health District to get people to quit smoking. One of the things I want to do is I want to recruit a buddy for you. You know, have you bring a family member that doesn't smoke and that can help you. All right. I mean, bring your family members that do smoke too, because we got to get them off smoking as well. But I mean, you know, we really need to, you know, make it a group effort, because trying to do this by yourself, it's extremely difficult. You know, if I had a friend right now texting me every 5 minutes, don't reach for the carb, don't reach for the carb, I would probably do a lot better, but we just don't have that ability. I know there's apps out there, but people want somebody that they know where they have to, you know, show accountability. Let me see. There's a lot of things I want to talk about right now. Let's first talk about Hawaii raising the smoking age to 21. So Hawaii has raised the legal smoking age and e-cigs, okay, as of January 1st, becoming the first state in the nation to do that. So you cannot be 20. You have to be 21 in order to purchase cigarettes and vapes, e-cigs. Public health officials are hoping that by making it more difficult for young people to get their hands on cigarettes, they will help them from developing the unhealthy addiction of nicotine. In Hawaii, about 1 in 4 students in high school try their first cigarette each year. 1 in 3 who get hooked will die prematurely, according to Laura Irwin, administrator with the Chronic Disease Prevention Health Promotion Division of the Hawaii Department of Health. Officials included electronic smoking devices in the law after noticing a spike in the number of students trying e-cigs. The percentage of Hawaii public high school students smoking e-cigs quadrupled over 4 years to 22% in 2015. Among middle schoolers, 12% of middle schoolers reported using them. That's a fourfold increase in 4 years, and that's just kids admitting it. Hawaii is the first state to raise the smoking age. More than 100 cities and counties have already done so, including New York City. So Hawaii is a state, you know, New York City, and there's been a lot of cities that have raised the smoking age. Needham, Massachusetts, they did that back in 2005. Now, they say a decade later, what have the results been? 50% less adults smoke. The percentage of adult smoking was 50% lower. Now, you're like, okay, well, what about the military bases, okay? Because if somebody is going to pledge to serve our country and put their life on the line, and they're 19 and a half, they should be able to smoke and drink, which is a stand that I like to make. But the, you know, several military bases express their support for the move. And they say the bases are going to comply with the state law. They say we see it as a fitness and readiness issue, said Bill Daughtry, spokesman for the Navy Region Hawaii. When we can prevent sailors from smoking or using tobacco, if we can get them to quit, then that improves their fitness and readiness, and it saves them a ton of money. Although you have here Justin Warren, who is an X-ray technician in the Army. He says, If you could serve the country, you should be able to have a drink and a cigarette. Taylor Dwyer, also an Army X-ray technician, says smoking is a way for us to come down after the workday. It's not like a regular workday. It's a lot more stressful, especially for people who are in combat jobs. So I see the dilemma. You know, like I said, as far as I'm concerned, you serve the country, you do what you want to have a big, huge chocolate cake. Okay. I mean, I'll help set up a charity where we bring you guys chocolate cakes. I mean, you know, whatever you guys are doing, but I understand that we do want to keep our military men and women healthy. I just wish most of these kids weren't addicted going in. You know, I mean, if we could stop the middle schoolers, stop the high schoolers, maybe we'll have people entering the Army not smoking. But my guess is once you're there, you know, and you're having a bad day, you know, your superior officer goes, here, you know, have one. And that's how many of them cope, you know, because you can't drink, you can't be drunk. You know, at least you could smoke and still be ready for combat. So it's a tough situation. Okay, so young people caught smoking will be fined $10 for the first offense, $50 or community service for other offenses. Retailers caught selling cigarettes to people under 21 can be fined $500 for the first offense and up to $200 for later offenses. The health department has distributed about 4,000 signs to 650 vendors. And good. I really don't think young people, especially these middle schoolers, should be smoking. Now, what about buying a home from a smoker? What's going on with that story saying it could increase your chance of cancer? Well, remember I talked to you guys about third-hand smoke and how third-hand smoke is dangerous. And, okay, so first-hand smoke is you smoking. Second-hand smoke is you being exposed to your husband or wife's smoke or your mom or dad's smoke next to you. That's second-hand smoke. Third-hand smoke is where the residue of the cigarette gets into the carpets, the curtains, the walls, and the furniture. Remember I said many of you guys, as grandparents, you smoke outside, then you come inside and you pick up the baby, and mom is like, what are you doing? Did you smoke? And they're like, no, I smoked outside. I'm not smoking. But the kid can pick it up from your clothes. She's right. These kids can pick it up from your clothes. So third-hand smoke is a serious threat to health, especially if you have underlying conditions. You know, those kids with asthma, they cannot nuzzle into a sweater that smells of smoke. Dr. George Matt, a psychologist at San Diego State University leading the study, has been looking into the effects of third-hand smoke for the past 20 years. The study looked at third-hand smoke in different environments where people could come in contact with housing units, you know, rental cars, hotel rooms, casinos, and they found volatile compounds soaking into the drywall. Gypsum, they said, is like a bottomless pit for these toxins. Carpets are tremendous reservoirs. And the latest research followed an earlier study which found nicotine byproducts could still be detected in the children of mothers who were former smokers. So your clothes, your wall, your furniture, your curtains, your carpets, all of these could unfortunately expose people. The polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, the PAHs. Remember we talked about barbecuing, giving off these PAHs? That as well. All right, so when you do buy a home, for those of you who are trying to sell a home and you were a smoker, wow. Okay, I hope you could sell your home before, you know, because I know this could definitely hurt your real estate the value. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so the U.S. stocks have plunged in the first day of 2016 trading. Not a good sign. And the shares on Wall Street tumbled following sharp losses in China and Europe. Apparently, the U.S. stocks started 2016 with their biggest intraday sell-off since September 2015. And I believe when I first checked the Dow market, it would dropped about 420 points, which was 2.4%. NASDAQ fell 2.8%, S&P 500, 2.3%, etc. Overnight, the Chinese markets had dropped nearly 7%, and I guess, quote-unquote, circuit breakers halted the trading. They say European markets were also down significantly as investors saw signs that China's slowdown could continue well until 2016. You also have escalating tensions in the Middle East that pushed up the price of oil. So, Saudi Arabia, I guess, is severing diplomatic relations with Iran. So that could potentially threaten oil supply. So there's a lot kind of going on from an economic standpoint, and not the great way to start the year. You know, a lot of us that are a little superstitious, you know, we kind of like to take a look and go, you know, how, you know, if we see good signs, if we see things that are positive, you know, in the start of the year, then we know it's going to be a good year. And so something like this makes people a little edgy. And I don't know if I remember this happening last year and the year before. I think, you know, there's usually the start of the year, depending on the type of holiday weeks, and I'm not an economist. Okay. The economy we know is going to have problems anyway. Okay. I hope you guys don't think that we are going to be recession free. Okay, and I'm not saying if Hillary becomes president. I mean, we are going to have, I think, another correction, a major correction with the real estate market, especially as our baby boomers are moving out of their residences. Or older baby boomers. And then you also have multiple states increasing their minimum wage. All right, and that's going to affect the economy in, you know, those certain states. And there's a lot going on, not to mention on top of that the election, healthcare. Nothing has really changed with healthcare premiums except them going up. And so, I personally wouldn't look at this as being the harbinger of good news or bad news, you know, on what the year is going to bring. I wouldn't just, all right, stock market had some issues. Let me see, which 14 states are raising their minimum wage? Let me see. Arkansas, Alaska, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Hawaii, Massachusetts, Michigan, Nebraska, New York, Rhode Island, South Dakota, Vermont, and West Virginia. Currently, 29 states plus the District of Columbia and about 2 dozen cities and countries have their minimum wage at higher levels than the federal minimum. Many are now in the midst of multi-year phase-in plans that will ultimately take them to between 10 and 15 an hour. I got to admit, I think that's the smartest thing to do. Okay. When you go from, I guess, you know, what's the minimum wage now? $7.25. When you take that and double it, more than double it to $15, all of a sudden, that could cause some economic crashes. But phasing in, is something that I definitely am open to. California, Massachusetts are highest among the states, both increasing from $9 to $10 an hour. Remember, was it Washington that went up to $10 an hour a few years ago when we were like, wow, that's gutsy. Now you're looking at it as, you know, wow, that, you know, still barely, you know, supports a family, $10 an hour. This is according to an analysis by the National Conference of State Legislators. At the low end is Arkansas, where the minimum wage is increasing from $7.50 to $8. The smallest increase is a nickel, coming from South Dakota. South Dakota, the hourly minimum is $8.55. But come on, they're still paying more than Arkansas. There's been a lot of living wage protests across the country, including a November campaign where thousands of protesters in 270 cities marched in support of a $15 an hour minimum wage and union rights for fast food workers. Food service workers make up the largest group of minimum wage earners, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And now the new average minimum wage across the 14 affected states rise from $8.50 an hour to over $9. Several cities are going higher. I guess Seattle is settling on sliding hourly minimum wage between $10.50 and $13 on January 1. L.A. and San Francisco enacting similar increases on their way to going up to $15 an hour over the next 6 years. So, I mean, overall, this had to be done. And I think what the big shock is to a lot of us that own businesses and you know, a lot of us that have been kind of watching the healthcare fiasco is, okay, do we really need to add this on top of everything? Well, we do, because everything just skyrocketed. You know, all of a sudden now you went from paying your health insurance, which could have been $300 a month, to $1,200, $1,300 a month. All right? I mean, that's huge. Copays went up from a $5 copay. I remember seeing patients for a $2 copay. I remember always having to have plenty of singles because people's copay were $2. And then I remember going up to $3. And we're like, wow, okay, you know, we're going to be, you know, that's good. You know, okay, now we're going to get some extra singles to break change. That was 12 to 15 years ago, those copays. Now, many of your copays, you're paying $75. Because you have such a high deductible and the doctor's collecting that up front, or they're collecting $100 up front, or they're collecting $200 up front. You go out to eat, forget about it. I mean, it's ridiculous how expensive it is. The groceries. Every time we go to buy groceries, we're easily dropping $100, $200, and it only lasts a couple days. Who could afford that? So, you know, now that the prices are up, you know, up comes the minimum wage. And then after that, prices go up again. I mean, vendors and employers, they're going to want to, you know, deal with their bottom line, and then prices are going to go up, and it's going to keep happening. And I don't know what the answer is. The $7.25, I think many of us agree on, is way too low. So, you know, the best way to raise minimum wage would be a very slow, methodical, you know, introducing it into the economy with as little, you know, cannonballs and big waves, you know, just tiny ripples at a time. And we'll see what happens. But, I tell everybody, and again, I know I'm not an economist. I'm not really supposed to be talking about finance news, but I like to because, you know, I'm a business owner. I'm a mom. I'm a consumer. And I'm just like you. I talk about on this show everything that affects, you know, affects us. And it's not just all about cholesterol and prostates. Okay? By the way, there's really no news today on cholesterol and prostates. No, I know. I should have warned you in the beginning of the show. No news on cholesterol or prostates today. I apologize. All right. But just be prepared. The best thing you could do for anything bad happening is being prepared. You know, just like with your health. Okay. I mean, you know, we warned you years ago that once this Obamacare affordable health care plan started to take shape, the promises of you being able to keep your doctor or you're being able to get, you know, the procedures that you want to get probably wouldn't last or wouldn't, you know, manifest into anything. And so, you know, many of you go, I wish I had my knee surgery years ago. I wish I had my hysterectomy years ago. All right. So, you know, I think we're all a little smarter, wiser, and we're more cynical now. And so we know that, you know, bad times could happen, and just we aren't going to let them be bad times because we're preparing. I think a lot of us learn don't live beyond our means. You know, a lot of us realize to borrow as little as possible. I don't know if you guys listen to the shows like Dave Ramsey and Bob Brinker and all that, but I think they would agree with me by saying, you know, look, don't have 4 car payments. Don't have 2 house payments. Don't have triple or quadruple mortgages. If you can live comfortably in an apartment, if you can live comfortably in a small single-family residence, small house, all right, do that. You know, don't need to borrow so much. Don't always be in debt. All right, when we come back, we'll talk about some changes that people are making for their health plan and this Zika virus. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.